Little Women by Louisa M. Alcott. Chapter 1. Christmas won't be Christmas without any presents, grumbled Joe, lying on the rug. Oh, it's so dreadful to be poor, sighed Meg, looking down at her old dress. I don't think it's fair for some girls to have plenty of pretty things and other girls nothing at all, added little Amy with an injured sniff. We've got father and mother and each other, said Beth contentedly from her corner. The four young faces on which the firelight shone brightened at the cheerful words, but darkened again as Joe said sadly, We haven't got father, and shall not have him for a long time. She didn't say perhaps never, but each silently added it, thinking of father far away where the fighting was. Nobody spoke for a minute. Then Meg said in an altered tone, You know the reason mother proposed not having any presents this Christmas was because it's going to be a hard winter for everyone, and she thinks we ought not to spend money for pleasure when our men are suffering so in the army. We can't do much, but we can make our little sacrifices. And Meg thought regretfully of all the pretty things she wanted. But I don't think the little we should spend would do any good. We've each got a dollar, and the army wouldn't be much helped by our giving that. I agree not to expect anything from Mother or you, but I do want to buy Undine and Citrum for myself, said Joe, who was a bookworm. I plan to spend mine on new music, said Beth with a little sigh. I shall get a nice box of drawing pencils. I really need them, said Amy decidedly. Mother won't wish us to give up everything. Let's each buy what we want and have a little fun. I'm sure we work hard enough to earn it, cried Joe. I know I do. Teaching those tiresome children nearly all day when I'm longing to enjoy myself at home, began Meg. You don't have half such a hard time as I do, said Joe. How would you like to be shut up for hours with that nervous, fussy old lady who keeps you trotting and worries you till you're ready to fly out of the window or cry? It's naughty to fret, but I do think washing dishes and keeping things tidy is the worst work in the world. My hands get so stiff I can't practice well at all, said Beth, looking at her rough hands with a sigh. I don't believe any of you suffer as I do, cried Amy, for you don't have to go to school with impertinent girls who laugh at your dresses and label your father if he isn't rich and insult you when your nose isn't nice. If you mean libel, I'd say so, not talk about labels as if Papa was a pickle bottle, advised Joe. I know what I mean, and you needn't be satirical about it. It's proper to use good words and improve your vocabulary, returned Amy. Don't peck at one another, children. Don't you wish we had the money Papa lost when we were little, Joe? Oh, dear me, how happy and good we'd be if we had no worries, said Meg, who could remember better times. You said the other day you thought we were a great deal happier than the King children, for they were fighting and fretting all the time in spite of their money. So I did, Beth. Well, I think we are, for though we do have to work, we make fun for ourselves and are a pretty jolly set, as Joe would say. Joe does use such slang words, observed Amy with a reproving look at the long figure stretched on the rug. Joe immediately sat up, put her hands in her pockets, and began to whistle. Don't, Joe, it's so boyish. That's why I do it. I detest rude, unladylike girls. I hate affected niminy-piminy chits. Birds in their little nests agree, sang Beth the peacemaker. Really, girls, you are both to be blamed, said Meg, beginning to lecture in her elder sisterly fashion. You are old enough to leave off boyish tricks and to behave better, Josephine. Now you are so tall and turn up your hair, you should remember that you are a young lady.
I ain't, and if turning up my hair makes me one, I'll wear it in two tails till I'm 20, cried Jo, pulling off her net and shaking down her chestnut mane. I hate to think I've got to grow up and be Miss March and wear long gowns and look prim. I can't get over my disappointment in not being a boy. And it's worse than ever now, for I'm dying to go out and fight with Papa, and I can only stay at home and knit like a pokey to be helped. So you must try to be contented with making your name boyish and playing brother to us girls, said Beth, stroking the rough head at her knee. As for you, Amy, continued Meg, you are altogether too particular and prim. Your airs are funny now, but you'll grow up an affected little goose if you don't take care. If Joe is a tomboy, they're too particular and prim. Your airs are funny now, but you'll grow up an affected little goose if you don't take care.